Welcome to the Crew MPD podcast with Katie Johnson and Michelle Davis. We love that the Lord commanded that those who proclaim the gospel should get their living by the gospel. We are driven to equip and inspire Christian workers to be Christ-centered, fully funded, and financially faithful so that missionary staff can come alongside all people to help them to know Jesus. This process is more widely known as Ministry Partner Development, or MPD for short.
Hello, hello. We are so excited to have some Reconnect leaders with us today. Today we have Tammy Dochi and Meredith Davis. Hi, Tammy. Hi, Meredith.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome to the Crew MPD podcast. Thank you for joining us. Can we just start, and can you guys both each share a little bit about yourselves and your role currently within Crew?
Yeah, I'll jump in. Tammy Dochi here, and I am going into my 30th year on staff. I was just thinking about that, so don't rank my age there with what that implies. But anyway, I'm currently an MPD coordinator for the campus ministry, kind of serving some states from Alaska down to a sliver of Texas. And then I serve nationally with MPD Reconnect, which is our focus. And then I also am part of the stewardship team, as we love to provide stewardship coaching for our staff at any age and stage. Oh, and I'm married to my husband, 16 years. We just celebrated, and we live here in Colorado Springs.
Awesome. This is fun to do with you, Tammy. I'm Meredith, and I serve as an MPD coach and have now, I think, for about 9 years. I always lose track of time, but I serve too with the campus ministry in kind of the Kentucky and Tennessee area, and now Indiana, Ohio. It's like, what geography are we in now? Who knows? But 9 through 12 cohorts in the campus ministry today. Anyway, right? Today, that's where we are. And primarily, I focus now on caring for our senior staff that are in MPD, do some work with getting somebody to rally the MPD cause on every team, call that MPD champions. So that takes up some of my time too, but I love coaching. So this is very fun to be here today.
I really want to later get you back on here and talk about MPD champions, because it's a really clutch idea.
Yes.
And it just struck me that the campuses you work with are like from Great Lakes down to the Smoky Mountains, like super different geographically and all those things.
They really are. And that's a fun challenge too, you know?
Mm-hmm. But then Tammy also has a pretty big geography from like upper Great Plains into some mountains too. Alaska.
Actually, so Meredith and I cover the two sets of mountain ranges, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got the Smokies, I've got the Rockies. So there you go.
Mountain MPD. That also sounds like another podcast episode we should do, but we can go on to our topic at hand.
Yes. I love that. I don't know if I knew, Tammy, that you covered part of Texas and I went that far.
Yeah, Texas. So yeah, El Paso, Texas. I don't know that we actually have a team on the ground, but that is within our scope. So
Okay. That's great. So we mentioned Reconnect at the beginning of this. Can you guys share what is MPD Reconnect?
Yeah, so it used to be called MPD Bootcamp, but for various reasons we decided to rebrand. Partly, you know, who loves the idea of sweating with MPD and doing workouts and stuff. So the heart of MPD Reconnect, there's kind of four subpoints in terms of vision. But I first want to just share, like, think of it as a summer mission for 6 to 8 weeks, where your ministry audience is your current ministry partners, getting to reconnect with all of them. And then also those that you want to invite into the mission. And so, like, for 6 to 8 weeks, you get to do ministry with your ministry partners by envisioning them with what God is doing, getting to minister to their hearts through prayer, reconnecting, just catching up and encouragement, and then also helping grow their heavenly accounts through their generosity. And it's usually for senior staff. It is for senior staff who need to raise around $1,500 a month or more, like in kind of a season. So, but let me just read those 4 points. It's to reconnect with God's calling over your life and ministry. This is our heart, kind of as MPD leaders and coaches. And then reconnect with the vision of seeing Jesus made known in all the nations. Reconnect with your ministry partners for mutual refreshment, encouragement, and ministry. And then reconnect with God's grace, his love for you and provision for all that you need. And I think that's just something we really want, is sometimes people have had kind of a negative first MPD experience, and we want MPD Reconnect to be more redemptive and to give a different taste.
I love that. And so you've mentioned senior staff a couple times, so I just want to take a minute to clarify who are senior staff. So that would be anyone who has reported from their initial MPD time and are on, you know, their assignment. Do they have to be on their assignment for a certain amount of time before they can enter into Reconnect or anything like that? No?
Yeah, not necessarily. Senior staff is such an interesting, I sometimes call people seasoned staff or veteran staff, but even veteran staff we kind of get mixed up with those terms. So I think that's good to clarify. Usually, yeah, it's after they've reported. I think after 2 years of kind of being on campus, not on campus, in your ministry field or office for 2 years.
Tammy, I think it's really cool how you just described that as a summer mission. I hadn't heard it like that before, but that makes a lot of sense, and that gives me a good category, I think, for what to expect. So I'm guessing, too, like, I don't know, maybe Meredith could speak to this. Like, if it's a summer mission, then usually when I'm on summer mission, I'm with a team, right? And that's not just me by myself. So what ways does Reconnect – kind of bring that team or group aspect to a summer of MPD?
Yeah, that's a great question, Michelle. I love that you picked up on that, because I think that's my favorite descriptor of Reconnect too, is thinking about it like a summer mission. And when we start, we typically ask our participants, like, when you think of a summer mission, what are the things that you love? What comes to your mind? And so frequently what they share is the community aspect, like that I'm doing mission on a team. I'm doing mission in the context of community. So that is how the structure tends to flesh out. You know, we'll have Reconnect families or Reconnect mission groups, so to speak, a ministry lane, or we'll have it for a geography, or we'll have it for, you know, whatever grouping would be most helpful for that summer. And we, from time to time, change that up, you know, based on need and based on participation. So yeah, done in a family group, we have coaches assigned, MPD coaches assigned to each of those groups. And then, you know, typically a group of, I don't know, anywhere from 3 to 6, 7 units, meaning household or singles in each of those groups. It offers a lot of space for processing, intimate enough, but, you know, also enough of variation of experience to share the wealth in that group. So yeah, community ends up being a fun part. And interestingly enough, when we took eval at the very end of the summer, when I was looking back over the eval, so frequently the words with, connecting, others, family, and community came up consistently. So that does seem to, on the front end, it's what they want, and on the back end, it's what they loved, you know? So yeah, good catch on that.
Well, and that's a great way to say it too. On the front end, that's what they want. On the back end, that's what they love. Mm-hmm. And it strikes me, because a descriptor I often hear about MPD is that it's isolating, mm-hmm. and that it's a time where staff, you know, you just start, you kind of feel like the only one doing this crazy thing. And so to hear how Reconnect has been so successful in really changing the tide of that experience, mm-hmm. that makes me want to sign up and do it.
Come on.
I should be a participant in this.
Yeah, I would say, just to add to what Meredith shared, that I think the secret sauce of MPD Reconnect is the community. That is, you know, just because MPD is so challenging and draining. And so to be in it with others, you know, who are kind of having to revisit their fears of initiating with someone they haven't personally connected with for, you know, 10 years or something, you know, just some of those different scary situations at MPD. But then also the accountability, the coaching, and then the resources are also very highly valued by staff who participate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like community and MPD is really important. I love that you guys are providing that for our staff and helping walk alongside them in MPD in every stage. And so we mentioned different groups are part of this Reconnect summer mission, or is that what we're going to call it? I'm just throwing out names. And so I'm curious, this last summer, how many Reconnect groups and how many staff participated and what did that look like?
Yeah, so we had total 14 different summer missions or Reconnect groups happening in the spring and the summer. 9 of those were within the campus ministry, including a very BIPOC specific, as well as Bridges, and then capacity staff too. So those were, and then some of them were according to geography. And then we had 25, or we had non-campus as well, non-campus ministries. So Family Life and AIA, and then kind of an international, for those who serve internationally, whether campus or non-campus, also took part. And so total, we had 104 staff units and 147 staff involved in Reconnect.
That's awesome. That's great. And so how did last summer go? How did Reconnect go last summer for our staff?
Yeah, well, Meredith could probably share more some of the specifics in terms of stories and things like that. And you know, statistics wise, you know, around 60,000 a month was raised, and over 200,000 in special needs was raised. I actually think it's much higher, partly because when we collect statistics, the summer is still happening, mm-hmm. and a lot of decisions are remaining. And then we also just didn't have full reporting from every group for some various reasons. But it's still just, you know, to think about the impact of, you know, seeing 500 a month, 800 a month, 1500 a month, some saw 2000 a month come in. So just that impact in your monthly support, as well as the connections that are made with partners and friends and, you know, all of that is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, sorry, go ahead.
Especially thinking that, like, when we say staff units, that's our code for a couple, because they both they support together into one staff account, but they both receive paychecks. Mm-hmm. It's very complicated. But to have 104 units of staff raise 60,000 in monthly support in a summer, that sounds really, really great. Mm-hmm. Like, is that what you typically expect to happen? Like, is this like, I mean, honestly, the answer either way is great, because if you're like, yes, this happens every summer, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing we've ever done. But if this is like new, then oh my gosh, it's new and that's awesome too. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think in general, we see significant support raised. And, mm-hmm. You know, even going back into 2020, I remember going into that summer thinking, oh my gosh, what's going on in our world? Well, what will this look like, you know, in terms of, you know, support appointments and connecting with partners and just the pandemic and all of that. And we've just consistently seen God provide. And I think staff see their partners deepen their commitments through increased SAS. They enjoy inviting new people into the mission. And, you know, it's just, I think what's really special about this being a summer mission, apart from what we've already mentioned, is the fact that there's just good space to work on MPD. And that's the thing that's always challenging for us, is that, you know, MPD kind of ends up getting put on the back burner. Mm-hmm. I know in my mm-hmm. life it does. And it's hard to, and you just need focus, you know. And so Reconnect gives both that space and ability to focus and to go deep. And then especially with our partners, seeing the value of those relationships, you know, how valuable is that to catch up with people of all different, you know, times and ages and life stages that are on your team, and maybe you just don't get to naturally connect with normally. So,
mm-hmm. yeah, That's great, Tammy. I was thinking two thoughts while you were talking to even drill it down more in terms of what I've seen in our groups over the last couple years. Yeah, first of all, I was in Reconnect leading in that deep COVID year. And let's be real, we were all kind of wondering, what are we doing? Like, we were learning on the fly, where we're normally pulling from years of experience and algorithms. You know, that year we were like, we're just going to throw Jell-O at the wall and see what sticks, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't have the numbers in front of me. Tammy might be able to dig them out by the time we get to the end, but I don't remember them being far off. I mean, it was really pretty par on course for what we just threw out there now. So it is cool to see God provide. And there is, yeah, like some special sauce in the community aspect of rallying together. I think for our reported staff, what I tend to see in working with them consistently is that there's two things that can really get us off course in our practicing our best practices. And one is either shame or distraction. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not doing this well. I know I'm not doing it well. And now I'm wallowing in my shame over that. Avoidance or just distraction. Like, I'm called to this field role that I'm in and I'm giving it everything I've got. And I'm not really embracing the vision of MPD being part of my calling. Mm-hmm. And I think MPD Reconnect provides a space to address both of those. And then I think the other thing it addresses too is calling back to vision. One of my favorite quotes from a team leader that was in my group this past summer was that she said, "I saw God move me toward hopeful expectation of how he would provide rather than fearful obedience. I'm genuinely excited about raising support." And I think that's what's hard to capture. Like, we can put the numbers of dollars raised out there, but what's hard to capture and quantify and qualify is the trickle down effect of staff pulling together in community and then going back out into their roles and the contagiousness of recatching vision for why we do ministry partner development, you know, and mm-hmm. why we invite others into this calling with us, you know? So yeah, the numbers are crazy, but what's even more crazy is what's happening right this second in the field that we'll never be able to qualify.
Amen.
I love that. Yeah. I was sitting here thinking even about the numbers, which I know, like you just said, there's a lot more than numbers involved, but $60,000 in monthly support. If those are $100 monthly partners, is 600 new ministry partners for those 104 staff units. And that's if they gave $100 a month. With there's like more, like if they gave $50 a month, say like a lot of my ministry partners are like less than $100 a month, mm-hmm. which could be mean, like very likely there's a lot more than 600 new partners for these staff. And I think those numbers, should be encouraging to our staff, the staff that have more than $1,500 in monthly support to raise and maybe feel stuck. Maybe you don't even know who to contact anymore. Like, mm-hmm. look at this summer and God provided over 600 new ministry partners for 100 staff units. That's crazy. And that's like on average, what, like 60 new partners per staff unit?
Boom.
I mean, my mind is blown by this. And Amy,
I feel like we're recruiting Katie here. Like, I know what Katie's doing this coming summer.
Yeah. Now we are. I'm going to take sabbaticals. <I'm just kidding. laughs> I avoid summers. And I'm just kidding. But seriously, it's like really encouraging the numbers. But also, like you said, the heart change is really encouraging too, because what happens with that team leader whose heart has changed towards MPD, it's directly going to affect the team that he leads and how they view MPD. And it's going to not just change his life and his family's life and their financial well-being, but it's also going to change, hopefully, his staff and the staff that he leads and stewards and their financial well-being. And so super cool just to hear even numbers and one quote, right? And we have more coming, right? We're going to keep talking to you guys. So, I want to hear, I mean, we've talked about really good things, like really good things, but what were some of the challenges and struggles that staff faced during MPD Reconnect?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think going back to a previous comment around shame and the idea of shame, when I work with our reported staff that get into difficult spots with MPD, there is not always, but really often, some element of shame that has taken over, where it's like, I'm discouraged. Maybe I have tried, maybe I haven't, but now I'm there's some negative belief about self that's now manifested and is affecting even my best efforts. So I think sometimes it's that it's a putting the elephant in the room on the table and addressing that in a community, in a safe space with other staff that, you know, I'm even thinking right now of this visual I have of this whole group setting we had. And cause we did a lot of our groups this last summer in a bigger pocket than we had before. And there was this moment where I asked some question in that context and there were 20-ish staff on the screen. And I said, somebody had shared something really, really vulnerable. And sometimes staff are reluctant to say those kinds of things out loud. And the entire group, and I do mean entire group, was shaking their head yes and saying, yes, mm-hmm. I can relate to this really vulnerable, scary thing that I'm experiencing myself. Wow. So sometimes it's just getting in a space where others say, yeah, me too. You know, I'm in it with you. You're not alone. You're not. We can buy into that belief that, like, I'm the only crazy weirdo going through this. And then sometimes it's just troubleshooting hard spots. We don't know what we don't know until we realize we don't know it, you know? And that's the gift of having coaches around, is like, this is all we do. We throw all of our energy all day, every day into this. Sometimes we don't know either, but, you know, get around somebody who can help troubleshoot you. You know, when we're in the field, I'm going to go on the assumption that not all staff know who to contact if they have MPD needs. I hope that's not true, but I know for me at times it was like, if I wanted to text somebody right now and ask them an MPD question, could I text them? And so I think sometimes it's just getting, like, it's a direct one-to-one connection to somebody who can help them troubleshoot and answer some questions. I mean, that's my first thought. Tammy, what would you add to that?
Yeah, that's great. I think I wholeheartedly agree with just kind of all the internal kind of wrestling struggles that we face when we're entering a season of MPD. And so to have community speak truth to us as we reflect and share those things and ask for feedback, you know, we get feedback even, you know, not just for the internal wrestling, but also for things like, how am I sharing my ministry? Is my vision, you know, is it captivating for those that I'm sharing it with? And we get to provide feedback for one another. And there's a lot of sharing the wealth. And so I think that's just such a great benefit. Sometimes the challenges are just the fact that it, you know, usually reconnect happens spring, summer. And so some of the challenges are external in terms of, you know, life that's going on, you know, and other things that might compete for time, you know, house projects or wanting to take a IBS course. And I think that's why we really position this as a summer mission, so that staff come into it with a wholehearted focus. Like, I get to have, you know, these 6 to 8 weeks set aside for MPD. And the things like, you know, I get to dive into my MPDX, and that takes time. Let's be honest, like MPDX, I feel like I need several days to, like, actually engage with it and figure out next steps and who's who and what am I doing. And so, you know, you have that time. That's the whole purpose. You have that time set aside in Reconnect for those types of things, all the different things, you know. Mm-hmm. So those are just a couple initial thoughts. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've talked about Reconnect being kind of like a summer mission where staff can focus, right, on MPD for the summer. So tell me why we would want to do Reconnect instead of taking time off of our assignment during the year.
That is such a great question. I think Reconnect offers, and again, candidly, my experiences in the campus field. So I'm thinking through the natural calendar of the campus field year, but I think this is true for most everyone that, like Tammy said, undivided time and attention is such a gift. It's such a unique opportunity to try and spend a summer where you can focus on MPD. I think the bulk of our reconnects do occur currently in the summer. So you want to get that community aspect, jump in the summer. Although we are, I think, Tammy, beginning to offer some in the spring, like these short little pockety kind of things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, one of the staff that was in one of the evals I read, one of the things that caught my attention was this person saying, you know, I didn't realize or hadn't thought that I had not been around updated trainings for MPD in 7 years. Oh. And I thought, oh, wow. Like I'm immediately Rolodexing through, which I may have just aged myself by saying Rolodex, but of what has happened in 7 years amount of time in our trainings, you know? And that is so true for so many staff. It's even our best laid plans. We're just not aware of the training and the resources and the context. So in Reconnect, I don't know that we've said this yet, but there is a platform of curriculum that we walk through week by week. There are actual resources, not just video calls, but an updated trainings, access to updated materials. But when I think about if I was doing that while I was trying to do that in tandem with my field ministry, that'd be really difficult to give my full time and attention to. And depending on your role, there's an ebb and flow throughout the calendar year where that's just not even possible, even if you wanted it to give that amount of attention to new training and material. So I'm team summer all the way.
Yeah. Our heart is that they would go together, like, you know, kind of the MPD champion, since we've got our representative here, you know, with Meredith. We want MPD Reconnect then to flow into kind of an ongoing, what are good habits as a team and individually throughout the year. So there is kind of a year long focus, but again, Reconnect is just the specialized, you know, deep dive within community at certain times of the year, spring/summer, typically. So, So it's kind of a both and maybe with that.
I think that makes sense. It seems like a good time to dive into MPD too. So do you guys have any advice for success in MPD Reconnect?
Yeah, I say with a loud booming voice at the beginning of every summer, you get out of this what you put into this. You know, when we bring our full hearts in before the Lord with open hands, I think that is the most bang for your buck you're going to get. You know, full and complete surrender, open honesty, embracing the community that's offered you. I think that's really what's really key. Those staff that try and straddle, you know, two different roles over the summer tend to not do really well. So be all in and be fully there, fully present and all in. Take advantage of all the resources and material offered to you. And then I would say we start sending out materials, just like when you think about a summer mission. Some summer missions, you know, are rallying their teams sometimes even as early as December, November. Mm-hmm. Trying to do some kind of planning or projection, team, community, something. So we start sending out stuff sometimes March, April, you know, May, something like that. And we are wanting not for them to spend a huge chunk of time at that time in the spring semester as it pertains to the campus field, but from that period of the year, but to do a little bit of prep work going into the summer, like start baby steps. Don't dive in the deep end right off. Who wants to do that? But start some baby steps, start small. So I say, if you're joining Reconnect and you get some prep packet materials, as we call them, don't avoid them. Engage them, embrace them. Just baby steps, a little bit of a time, couple hours here and there each week. You know, maybe 2 to 3 hours a week going up into the summer, just like you would really on a summer mission. Let's be real. We'll go a long way.
Yeah. When you say prep pack, it makes me think of school, but not in a bad way. And I think that there's something to be said about when I look back on some of my MPD habits that have ebbed and flowed over my couple decades on staff now, sometimes I would be the kind of person who, like, I am out to get an A on campus. Like, I really do that job well. And then I'm kind of pulling a C on MPD. Like, I just barely show up, you know, like, again, just being honest about some of the ebbs and flows. And so an A student does the pre-work packet, right? And so, yeah, it's not – it's good to think about that it's not just like a busy work thing. I know it's not. It's really, it does help you prepare to excel in this time when you're actually taking the class, so to speak.
I think, I mean, a lot of the kind of initial aspects of MPD in general, but also then MPD Reconnect, is the preparation and looking at your current reality. You know, we say that reality is our friend. And so it's, we need to look at the numbers. We need to, you know, look at our partners, you know, and see where they're at. And a lot of that does take time. And so, and then too, I would say there's kind of a spiritual preparation kind of, you know, if someone, let's say, signs up for MPD Reconnect or they want that as a summer assignment, like even throughout the year, the Lord might bring people to mind that you, I mean, it's not that you can't, you can initiate anytime during the year with them. That would be awesome, obviously. But, you know, you might be building a list of new people to invite to your team and pray, you know, begin praying over those relationships. And, you know, there's just things that you can do on the front end that make, so often one of the comments we'll hear in feedback is, you know, it takes a little bit of time to get the momentum going. You know, I mean, I think each of us in our own MPD, we could attest to that, you know, just it takes time for the momentum. And so that's where what Meredith is saying, you know, kind of starting, you know, in the spring, you know, winter, spring, starting to dive into some of those things, you know, just chipping away at it can really have a huge impact then for this, for the summer reconnect that you're doing. So,
Awesome.
Yes. Prep is so good. I love all of Michelle's analogies. I get them all day, all the time. And I like this one specifically because you're right. Like, you wouldn't enter into a class without doing the homework unless you expect to fail, right? Like, if you want to really succeed, you would enter in having things done and have studied and ready to go. And so I think, like, prep has to be done if you want to see success out of the summer. And we really want to see people succeed, right? Like, we don't give prep work because we want you to have an extra thing to do. Like, we know people are busy.
We're not monsters.
I don't want anything extra to do.
Let's be real. But, like, the reality is the prep work is key in seeing success. And in an ideal world, right, we would see all of our staff fully funded by the end of the summer. And that can only happen if the work is put in. And so, yes, I think the prep is so important. I think that's a good point. So people listening might be thinking, guys, summer just ended. So what am I supposed to do? Like, I can do Reconnect maybe next summer, but what about now that summer is over, what now? Are there options for staff not, that we're not on Summer Reconnect that want to work on MPD now?
Yeah, a couple of things come to mind. I mean, one is just the fact that we are wanting to see an MPD champion on every team, someone who's kind of championing the cause of MPD and, you know, kind of spearheading the vision for that in a team situation. And if that appeals to you and you're interested, you can reach out. But we've also got great resources currently with our MPD resource site. And I know that there's some senior staff coaching groups that are happening. There's a BIPOC one that's happening. And just for the community's sake, it looks different, you know, than, say, a 6 to 8 week set period. I will share one thing we're working on, which is kind of takes the idea of MPD Reconnect, but puts it in a smaller time frame and is meant to be done on a local team, any local team. And actually, it was the AIA ministry that is kind of pioneering this. And theirs is called AIA MPD Sprint, very appropriate for our athletes. But we're calling it MPD Refuel. And so if we were to take, you know, if your team, your local team, wherever you're at in Orlando, on campus, you know, maybe you're serving internationally, you know, family life, whatever it is. And if your whole team spent, you know, took apart 2 weeks at some point during the year when it best fits your team schedule, your team schedule, and had 2 weeks to dive into, you know, 10 days of full-time MPD in community, what wins could come from that? Mm-hmm. And granted, it's not going to have the same sort of expectation of, you know, you're trying to raise $1,500 a month, or, you know, it's obviously, it's more intense in terms of the time frame, but it's like, what could those 2 weeks really do to boost you and move you forward and just recharge you with energy and joy and perspective for ongoing MPD. So that's something that's in the works. Hopefully we'll be ready this fall and we can roll out to different local teams and they can then experience kind of a taste of Reconnect, but within their local team and in community that way, and see some MPD wins. You know, what if that was just 500 a month that you saw that came in 2 weeks? Or what if it was setting up some new appointments with new partners you've been meaning to connect with and just haven't gotten around to it, you know, and you get to have those appointments during that time. So, those are a few things that I just think of. I'm not sure if there's others you guys want to add.
Tammy, we just talked about prep for Reconnect. And so is there prep that's involved in that 2 week refuel?
What refuels you? And obviously, I mean, the source is God's word and encouragement, all that stuff, but there would be, it actually might be similar to Reconnect in terms of, but with an understanding that only so much, you know, there's, I don't know, it's still in the works, but kind of like taking steps of faith in those 2 weeks, what would that look like? But yeah, there would be prep, but it would be built into those initial, say, 3 days of the first week.
Okay.
So that's where you do a reality check. I mean, that's kind of the idea, is it's built into that day. You might be meeting as a team if you're, you know, some teams are virtual, so we get that. You might be meeting in a virtual context, but those teams that can meet together, they might do it in an environment that's motivating, encouraging, conducive to that. And everybody's working kind of on the same thing, but in community. So that's kind of some of the ideas. And then there would be some resourcing as well. Mm-hmm. AIA, like I said, they've kind of been pioneering that and experimenting with MPD sprints this summer in that 2 week context. So we're learning from them as well.
It kind of reminds me of, for interns, there was a point where we did and I don't know if this is still a thing, so forgive me if this is not a thing anymore, but we would do like blitz or like a week of like right after or right before deadlines or benchmarks, we would do like a week of really intense outreach and you would have like pretty intense goals. And I feel like it kind of reminds me of that, of like, oh, we're all going to do this together and let's just see what God does for these 2 weeks. And we're going to work really hard. I love that option. I think that's great.
Yeah. It's kind of like, there is a challenge to take some steps of faith in those 2 weeks, you know, like, hey, call a current partner and share your vision and just ask for feedback. Well, that can feel intimidating, but you need to step into it, or, you know, identify 3 to 5 partners that you're going to ask for an increase. Like, so there are some steps of faith, you know, I think in the sprint, AIA sprint, they called it the second week killing the giants. And that used to be a common theme on our summer missions and, you know, things like that. So it's kind of that idea. What could happen if we all took 2 weeks to be together in MPD and just set some, and then carry out the rest of the year as you would with MPD champions, and setting that time a month or every week for MPD as a team. So,
yeah, you know, when we talk about that, your question, Katie, made me think of like, what first steps might be when we say practically on the ground, what does that actually look like? Like, and I think, I don't remember, Tammy, it may have been you that said it, like, reality is our friend. I'm mindful that with new staff, when we have new hires and we send new missionaries to the field, we hand you a goal and we tell you, this is your goal. Get out of there. You know, with our reported staff, it's very different. We have more of a budget-based, needs-based goal setting system. And a lot of reported staff don't know where to begin. You know, like I've had three kids and I've never changed my goal. You know, I encounter that really frequently. Or, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. How do I use my staff expense report? How do I go about figuring out what I have in hand on a monthly basis? Like, those are the type of practical questions that I would say get in contact with an MPD coach. Because going back to what Tammy said, like, MPD Reconnect itself is really geared toward those that need 1500 or more a month, but we do have these other offerings out in the MPD world. So getting in contact with an MPD coach that would walk you through hand in hand how to get a good read on what you've got monthly coming in, what you actually need to raise right now for your season of life, your tenure on staff, your MPD needs, what your ministry looks like on an ongoing basis. And then based on those two pieces of information, you can kind of make a variety of decisions of where you need to head out next. So that would be probably on a practical level where I would say start there, pick up your email and typey type, connect with somebody. And reality is your friend. Get some reality on the table.
Yeah, I love that. Just do a quick MPD consult with someone. Mm-hmm. You know, we also have stewardship coaches that are willing to enter in if you haven't done a stewardship appointment for ages, you know, or kind of want that perspective as well. You know, there's on both sides, the MPD coach coordinator is ready to engage. And I mean, that's our heart in the MPD world, is to really see every staff fully funded with margin, with space, with, you know, joy in MPD, you know, wherever they're ministering. So yeah, I love that you brought that up too.
I agree. And if you're not sure, if you're listening and you're crew staff and you're not sure how to connect with an MPD coach in your ministry, there's a couple things you could do. One is we do have a resource website for our crew staff, and there is a, like, a option to, like, connect with a coach there. You also can go to Workplace, and we have a group called MPD Journey Together, and I moderate that group and I check it daily, and you can just send me a DM. I can look it up for you or post a question there, and a lot of the questions end up getting answered by other staff, not necessarily MPD coaches. It's really the best of, you know, the whole, like, crowdsourcing of information. but that is a group that we in MPD actually do watch and monitor and make sure that people have their needs met. So you can reach out to us on Workplace pretty easily, or on the resource website, or, like, technically you could look up my email, I guess, and I'd help you. but I say the other two because they're also, like, bonus some resources you should get. So please go there first.
And we'll link everything in the show notes. So if you're wondering where some of this stuff is, or links to specific things that we've talked about, we'll make sure to link all of these resources in the show notes so you guys can have easy access to those as well. Well, thank you guys, Tammy, Meredith, for being here with us and sharing about Reconnect and all that the Lord's done, not just this summer, but in summers past, and opportunities to see staff fully funded and financially faithful. We appreciate you guys, and yeah, thanks for coming.
Yeah, great to be
thank
here.
You. Yeah, so fun.
Thanks for listening to the Crew MPD podcast. Please help others find our show by liking, sharing, and rating us on Apple iTunes and wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find us on social media by searching for the Crew MPD podcast. Check out the show notes for more information, including the various resources we mentioned in this episode. Till next time, we encourage you to be faithful and full of faith in all things, especially in MPD.